Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.
Now I want to welcome into the studio Anita McCuel from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, Joan.
And what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we will be talking about taxation on medical expenses.
Okay.
Yeah. It just, it's the time of the year when everyone clears their drawers and throws out all the unnecessary paperwork, including the receipts. And those receipts could be for the medical expenses.
Very important.
So we'll come to that, but this is the time probably to think about those medical expenses, because they could be claimed next year. So if you pay medical expenses that are not covered by the state or the private health insurance, you may claim tax relief on some of those expenses. You can claim tax relief on medical expenses you pay for yourself and on behalf of any other person. You can claim relief only if you cannot recover the expenses from any other source. You cannot claim tax relief for sums already received or due to be received from a public or local authority, for example, HSC, an insurance policy, or any other source like compensation. You can claim tax relief on costs of doctors and consultant fees, items or treatments prescribed by a doctor or consultant, maintenance or treatment in hospital or nursing home. And with that, you may also seek the relief for the nursing home if you are staying in a nursing home yourself or you're paying for someone else to be there. Okay, you also may look for relief for costs of speech and language therapy carried out by speech and language therapists for a qualified child, the transport by ambulance, the cost of employing a qualified nurse at home, and cost of educational psychological assessments carried out by an educational psychologist for a qualified child. You may also seek relief for specialised dental treatment. So you won't be able to claim relief for the ordinary dental care, which would be the extraction, scaling and filing, filling of teeth or provision and repairing of artificial teeth and dentures. But you will be able to see the relief for crowns, tooth replacements and gold posts, gold inlays, as well as the bridge work.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's again, you can double check that with your dental care provider. You may also seek a relief for the cost of medical treatment obtained outside of the state. So, for example, if you go and do your dental care outside of Ireland, you also could get the tax relief on that work.
And a lot of people are doing that because it's
exactly.
It's a lot cheaper.
So the main thing to remember is that the practitioner, GP or the dentist who provides you care must be entitled to practice in the country in which the care is provided. Okay,
yeah.
So they have to be registered practitioners. Okay, you can also claim relief on drugs and medicines, the diagnostic procedures, hearing aids, glucometer machine for a diabetic, and engaging a qualifying nurse in a case of serious illness, as well as physiotherapy, chiropody services or similar treatments when they're prescribed by the doctor. Okay, so that's the main concern. You need to have a reason to go for those treatments, and it couldn't be just your decision. You need to have an appointment or prescribed by the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. You can claim the tax relief on those medical and health expenses is given at a standard rate of 20%. Okay, and please know that you have to be paying tax in order to claim tax back. Okay, so you can claim tax relief online using Revenues My Account service. You can use medical form, which is Med1, to claim tax relief on all general medical expenses, including dental expenses. And you can only claim for medical expenses if you have receipts to prove your claim. So we're going back to those receipts. And please, again, bear in mind, you don't have to send in the receipts, but you have to keep them safe for 6 years.
6 years.
6 years in case if the revenue is looking for them. Okay, so they need to be kept in a special box under the bed if needed, but they need to be safe there.
Because revenue can actually ring you up and say, we want to see these receipts.
Absolutely.
That you
Absolutely.
Got paid for 3 years ago, for instance.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's a very important thing to know.
Yes. The only thing, again, to remember, that you could claim 4 years back. So, for example, in 2018, you could claim the medical expense for 2017, 16, 15 and 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, with the Med 1 form, you are not allowed to mix and match years. So for each year, the form needs to be filled in separately. So all expenses in 2016 must be on the 2016 form. Anything in 2015 needs to be on a separate form. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's another thing to remember. Again, you have to have receipts for that, or you have to have the Med 2 form, which is kind of a receipt for dental procedures. Okay, that is available from your dentist, and they will do that for you. They will fill in the form. Again, you don't have to send in the form, but you have to keep it safe with your receipts. Okay, the relief is given by way of repayment at the end of the year, and since the 1st January 2005, the time limit on claims again for the repayment of tax is 4 years. Okay, so again, you can't unfortunately go further than that. The revenue can ask for proof for 6 years, you can claim back only for four.
Okay,
for additional information, you can look into Revenue's website, which is www.revenue.ie, or you can contact your local citizens information office. You can come in for a consultation to our office. We are located in Northside Civic Centre on Munrattie Road, Coolock, and we're open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then from 1:30 to 4:30. You can give us a call on 0761 078190. You can also give a call to Helpline, which is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and the phone number for that is 0761 074000. You can also find us in Beaumont during this week and the following week, and then we'll be back to Albany and Beaumont in January.
That's the hospital in Beaumont.
Beaumont Hospital. Yes.
Righto, and you'll also help people. So some people, I keep saying this, find it hard sometimes to fill out forms. It can be a bit daunting. So you guys upstairs will help.
We are happy to help with that. Yes, we have clients coming in with a bag of receipts and we're going through them. Yes, we calculate separately what the payment they paid for the drugs, and what the consultant fees are. So we kind of look at them separately, we fill that in, and then the clients are gone with the form and then more or less sorted out receipts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, Anita, listen, thanks very much. You came down a bit early because I know you're rushing off to a meeting, which I hope you enjoy.
Thanks very much for having me.
Okay, thank you, Anita.
Take care.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.